Redemption is necessary because humanity's first parents, Adam and Eve, rebelled against God and plunged the entire human race into corruption, condemnation, and death. But God didn't leave them this way. Instead, He established a plan for their redemption, a plan that will ultimately redeem humanity and creation itself. But what motivated God to redeem fallen humanity?
When we ask what motivated God to redeem fallen humanity, we must answer nothing other than His goodness. The free and immutable counsel of His will motivated God to redeem fallen mankind. As Paul said in Ephesians, according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with His will, we can say that God's plan to redeem fallen humanity was eternal, even. Ephesians 3:11, Paul says, according to His eternal purpose, which He accomplished in Christ Jesus. And thus, God's motivation to redeem fallen humanity does not depend upon any other thing or any other condition than His goodness alone.
Asking what motivated God to redeem fallen humanity is a good question. But I think it's important to realize that a lot of times we're not exactly sure what motivates God. God does everything out of His sovereign freedom. He redeems and He creates and He does everything, ultimately though, to glorify Himself, to display His character. So all of creation, from the heavens that declare His glory to human beings made in His image who are intended to reflect His glory, He's about showing His character, displaying His holiness and His worth and beauty. Everything He does is for that ultimate end. But why does He redeem? He redeems so that He can display His glory through redeemed creation. You know, it's amazing these pictures we get of the worship in heaven where we gather around the throne as redeemed humanity, worshiping the Lamb who was slain. God shows His glory in redeeming us. In the person of Christ, He comes and displays His holy character. He displays His holiness, His majesty, His grace, His compassion, His wrath. All these attributes converge in the person and work of Christ, especially in the cross. And we see this display of God's glory in human history. And it's that backdrop that is what we worship in response to. God glorifies Himself in redeeming us and enabling us to reflect His image to the world. So God's redeeming work is ultimately to display His glory, like everything else He does.